So far, we have seen many different time signatures. Some of the ones we have seen are 3-4, 4-4, 2-4, 6-8, and 3-8. The formula is always the same. The top number tells us how many beats per measure. The bottom number tells us what we are counting by, or what kind of note gets one beat. For example, 3-4 means that there are 3 beats per measure, and that a quarter note gets one beat. Another example would be 6-8. For this example, 6 is how many beats per measure, and 8 means we are counting by eighth notes. Here is one example we have not seen yet. For this example, there are 5 beats per measure, and a quarter note gets one beat. Here is another example of a time signature we have not yet seen. This one is 7-8, meaning that there are 7 beats per measure, and an eighth note gets one beat. Generally, when we are counting through a time signature with a big number on the top, we won't count all the way up to 7, for example. We might count something like 1-2-3, 1-2-1-2. The reason is because if you were to count all the way up to 7, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7, 7 has 2 syllables. So, you might end up adding an extra beat unintentionally, and it would be harder to keep track of what beat you are currently on. Here is another example of a new time signature we have not seen. For this example, we are in 9-16, meaning there are 9 beats per measure, and a 16th note gets one beat. Once again, we would not want to count up to 9 for each measure. It would be much easier to count 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. Whenever you see a compound time signature or odd time signature, always make sure that you are counting. Do not count up to the top number if it is 7, 8, 9, or greater, for example. Always find a way to divide it up into groups of 3 or groups of 2.